Today's Daily Devo is for May 31st, 2022, titled Firm in Blamelessness, written by Ken Skank, read by Marie Drasik. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. I had a student once who was in danger of failing my class. He was smart enough, he just did not show up. He promised everything, saying things like, "I will get that assignment to you today." He even set up a meeting with me one morning, only to miss it in the afternoon. It was like he planned to fail. God does not expect absolute perfection of us, and he has set up a mechanism for forgiveness if we fail. See 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. But we should not think that moral failure is inevitable. When Paul talks to the Corinthians about being blameless when Jesus returns, he is serious. He does not say these sorts of things as a pretend blamelessness. Later in 1 Corinthians, he tells them that God provides a way of escape for every temptation we might face. See chapter 10, verse 13. Paul is also clear that we need to maintain this state of blamelessness until the end. We do not want to be disqualified for the prize. See 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. God wants to preserve us blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. If we fall, we repent and get up. It comes down to our true desire to serve God. When we are faced with a choice, we are resolved to choose what God wants because it is what we truly want to. Today's action step: do what God wants you to do because you want it too.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.